السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له، وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers, our sisters and our mothers who are present, and those who are listening over streaming, we are still in the month, the Mubarak month of Dhul Hijjah, and we have just completed the days of Qurbani. However, the lessons of Qurbani and the lessons that we can derive and they will always be relevant in our lives, they will be applicable in our lives. Every single Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rightly guided, selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the great Anbiya and Prophets was Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabiina alayhi salatu wa salam, from whose lineage came Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is also referred to as from the forefathers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The incident of Qurbani, we've heard bayan after bayan, the lessons that we learn, the lessons of sacrifice, and how we need to learn to make some Qurbani in our lives, some sacrifices in our lives. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to develop this quality of Qurbani and sacrificing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is also another very, very important lesson that we learn from this Qurbani. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in this ayat of the Quran Sharif that say, O Nabi of Allah, inna salati wa nusuki, that indeed my performance of salah wa nusuki and my sacrificing and my qurbani, wa mahyaya wa mamati, and my life and my death, my living and my dying, lillahi rabbil alameen, is all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, and it is this that we have been commanded to do. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, before that Allah Ta'ala says there is no partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat, we can't go into tafsir, and we are not even, you know, qualified for that field. But the little basic lessons that we all can learn from these verses of the Quran Sharif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us to develop this quality of ikhlas, what we term as ikhlas. And those who want to purify themselves, then part of the purification of oneself, part of the purification of oneself is to develop this quality of sincerity, this quality of ikhlas. Many of the muhaddithin, the scholars of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would commence their works in their books with this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From amongst the scholars, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, etc., Imam Malik, many of the scholars of hadith, and many of them from these scholars, they would commence their works with this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that indeed all our actions and our a'mal and our good deeds, it is based, its foundation is based on our intentions and our niyyat. What was the intention behind why you did that action? So now this Qurbani, today I was mentioning to the students in the madrasa, I find many of the youngsters, when it comes to Qurbani time, so now it is a, very often the Qurbani is done in such a way that it's a family event. or if it's not a family event, the person goes to some kind of a farm or whatever it is, maybe not this qurbani, but the other qurbani, when you have the lockdown and all of that, even then too. So the qurbani, you find that there's a lot of people present. Sometimes the women folk are there, sometimes the family members, the relatives are there. So that youngster, and not even the youngster too, the older ones too. So now they have the opportunity to show their strength, show how strong they are. So the person now will try and, you know, take that sheep and with one hand or two hands, or the bull, the person will tackle the bull. And even if that sheep is not kicking too, he'll, you know, dramatize the whole thing. One, two swipes, he slaughtered the animal. So now, what has happened here? Nafs has overpowered the person. Allah better protect us, especially the youngsters. Now you have that phase where we're looking for some attention, we're looking for some comfort. Wherever we're going to find that comfort and that attention, we're going to fall, and we're going to go for it, as they say, hook, line and sinker. Hook, line and sinker. The first person who will give that youngster some attention, finish. This girl is finished. Giving me attention. So now the person gets caught. And then afterwards, the person realizes later on in life that he made a big mistake. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us that wisdom and that realization. So now the person, what happens is qurbani time now, or sometimes the person buys the animal. The person buys an animal, he was supposed to buy a particular animal. Now he tries to buy a slightly better animal so that he can show on the day of qurbani how large his bull is. Your bull is MashaAllah, outwardly we may say that it, we may feel that it's a very good thing. But the truth of the matter is that when it comes to our ibadat, our worship, Allah Ta'ala la sharika la. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want any partner, Allah doesn't want any shares in His ibadat. Allah doesn't want to share His ibadat with anyone. Allah Ta'ala is ghayrat. Allah Ta'ala has got the quality of ghayrat, self-honor. That when it comes to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah doesn't share His ibadat with anyone. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah says when it comes to His ibadat, don't ascribe any partner in that ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. No partner whatsoever. Absolutely no partner. That ibadat must be for Allah and Allah alone. So now when the person, because qurbani is just took place now, so it is lessons we can learn. Then now the person who made that qurbani, and he slaughtered the animal so that he could make a statement, so that people could recognize him, so that people could acknowledge him. Bahut bahadur aadmi hai, this is a very brave person, very strong man. See, I dropped that cow with one hand, he dropped it down. So now the intention changed. Now the qurbani was to derive some attention from people. He wanted to enhance his name. He wanted to become more popular in the society. He wanted some attention. So the qurbani is done. He got his attention too. People will talk. You saw how he did the qurbani. You saw how big his cow was. You saw how huge this was. They'll talk for one day, maybe 2 days, maybe 1 week, but after that finish. So 1 week of attention the person got. Sometimes not even 1 week of attention. Sometimes the person only got 1 day of attention. Sometimes not even 1 day, just a few hours. Few hours and finish. But on the day of Qiyamah, when this person will go, now that action and that amal will be zero. Absolutely nothing. The person lost out completely. So Allah Ta'ala wants that every action and ibadat of ours must be for Allah and Allah alone. No one else. Yes, after that, if Allah Ta'ala wants to give someone acceptance, person did it quietly, no one knew about it. He didn't want any attention. He didn't want it to be known. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wanted it to be known for a specific reason, that perhaps people can understand this quality of this person so they can derive benefit from him. Or people can take a lesson and be inspired by this particular person. See how he did this action. So then that is a different thing. But then that person has to be very worried. That person has to be very concerned, because that too can become a test. That now the person's intention now can start changing. So therefore, we should make ensure that our a'mal and our actions and our activities are for Allah and Allah alone. Then that action will be accepted. Right? The person came into the masjid and now he remade tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Would this intention get the my friends must see how pious I am? So maybe the friends afterwards will say, MashaAllah, very pious you are. But that tilawat of the Quran Sharif will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, if the person came into the masjid, this is a fine point, the person came into the masjid, he wanted to go into the first saf, but then he thought to himself, okay, my friends will say I'm very pious if I go into the first saf. And he remained behind and he sat supporting the walls in the back. You know, we had some many people in the masjid, instead of going in the first saf, they support the walls of the masjid, because you know the nowadays the structures are such that the walls are not very strong. So we need to support the walls, the integrity of the, sometimes the engineers are not good in building. We make sure that we support the walls so they don't collapse. So they're supporting the walls, because they don't need support, alhamdulillah, they're young. The walls are generally for the elderly, old people. Sometimes you find the youngsters too. So the person now, he wanted to come to the first of, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that had my ummah known, the gist of the hadith, had my ummah known the kind of reward that can be achieved in the first saf, then they would have taken out their swords and fought with one another to get a space in the first saf. Had they known the amount of reward that is that a person can acquire by going into the first saf, they would have fought one another to gain and get some space in the first saf. Like how people fight, you know, when there's food distribution, or they fight when there's some kind of money being dished out. People are fighting to get in the line. If the people knew what kind of reward they can achieve by coming in the first saf, and this is what would have happened. So now the person, that thought came in his mind, okay, let me go into the first saf. But then, what happened? He said, no, my friends will say I'm very pious. So now that person didn't go in the first saf. We will say that this person too, unfortunately, does not have sincerity. Because he left that action because of people. One is you do an action because of people, and the other is you abandon an action because of what people will say. Do it for Allah Ta'ala and do it for Allah Ta'ala alone. Take out people from the hearts. Today people will praise you. Tomorrow those same people will turn around and criticize you. That person who is concerned about people and what they will say, he's never ever going to be satisfied. We give this example to the students in the madrasa. This father and son, they had a donkey that they wanted to sell. We may have mentioned this example, but nevertheless, so the father and son decided they're going to sell this donkey. So they both decided, let's go to the marketplace and sell it. And as they were walking to the marketplace, they were passing the towns along the way, those days. They came past the first town. So the people started commenting. And look at this, two people. They got the donkey. They got an animal to ride. They're both walking. What's the purpose of an animal? The purpose of an animal is to ride the animal. So now the father and son say, well, you heard what the people are saying. So we better go on the donkey. So the son, the father went to the donkey and they continued. They came to the next town. People started commenting. Okay, look at this father. He's got no consideration for his poor son. His son must walk. He's on the donkey. He doesn't even consider his son. Where's the mercy? Father and son, we heard what the people said. Let's swap places. They swapped over. Son went on. Came to the next town, the people said, look at this son. So disrespectful. Where is his respect for his father? He doesn't even honor his father. Father must walk and he's on the donkey. So now I said, it looks like we both have to. So they both jumped on the donkey. They came to the next town, the people said, oh, look at these people. A poor donkey. Two people riding one donkey. Look at how inconsiderate they are. This poor donkey is suffering it out there. So now they said, now what do we do? Both scratching their head. So next thing they did, the father held one set of legs, front legs of the donkey, the son grabbed the back legs and they carried the donkey to the next town. Came to the next town, everybody started laughing at them. they got a donkey. Donkey is meant to ride, they carrying the donkey. They probably bigger donkeys than this donkey. Now what? So the moral of the story, may be humorous, but the moral of the story is that you can never please people. You're going to worry about what this one is going to say, and worry about that one is going to say, and worry about this one. You think you're doing the right thing, or somebody else will criticize you. Person wears a certain color topi, they say it's too white. Person wears a brown topi, says too dark. Everyone will have some comment or the other to say. We're never going, that person who's chasing after the people and the happiness of people and the pleasure of people, he will always be disappointed, he will always be frustrated, he will always be despondent. Simple. Please one Allah. Finish. Leave people aside, please one Allah. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayhi gives an example. He says that there was a set of mirrors in the room. They have the mirrors, some places they have these amusement parks, they got mirrors right around. Now you must find your way. So they have these mirrors right around, and now they had a bird that was flying inside. Now the person was trying to catch the bird, so he's going in this mirror and that mirror and this mirror, he can't seem to catch the bird. So Jalaluddin Umi Rahmatullah uses an example. He said the person can carry on going in every mirror, he's never going to catch the bird. But if he leaves the mirrors alone and focuses on the center of the room and looks at that bird in the center and grabs that bird, eventually he'll grab all the birds in the mirror. In other words, the reflection will be caught, everything will be caught. In the same way, that person who's trying to please this one and please that one and please this one and please that person, he's never going to be satisfied. We tell the youngsters to, they have the nikah simple. You know, this auntie will say that, and that auntie will say this one, and this auntie got this, you must also invite, and what about that Kala there, and what about the Kala's neighbor, and that neighbor there, her friend was so close to the family, must invite her, then you invite her too, you must invite the two friends there, and it just goes on and on and on, and in the end of the day, the person wanted to invite 50 people, he ends up with 1,500. So what happened? He's not achieving anything because he's just chasing and racing and chasing, and he's not achieving what he's supposed to achieve. Whereas the person who said, what will Allah be pleased with? What does Allah Ta'ala want? Allah Ta'ala wants that the nikah, for example, should be kept simple. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ النِّكَاحِ بَرَكَ أَيْسَرُهُ مَؤُونَ, that indeed the marriage which will have the greatest amount of blessings in that marriage will be that marriage in which the least expenses will be incurred. That's the marriage that we have, the greatest barakah. Now we got that on the one side. And on the other side, you got everyone else saying, no, invite this one and invite that one. And this tent is going to be too small. You need to have a hall. That hall there is also not big enough. You need to get that other hall there. So the person will not be able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the process. And the person will frustrate himself and incur debts and go through a great amount of takleef. Whereas if the person made an effort to please one Allah, eventually Allah will make it such that the same people, they will start praising him afterwards. It won't happen straight away. But eventually Allah Ta'ala will make it such that those same people who are criticizing, a time will come and study the life of the pious and study the life of none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That at one point those people who were criticizing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were mocking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were ridiculing him, call him all sorts of names. Those same people, Hazrat Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, at one point she was not a Muslim. And when she accepted Islam, she said to this effect that, O Nabi of Allah, there was no person that I hated more than you. There was no person that I hated more than you. But today, after accepting Islam, there is no person that is more beloved to me than yourself. And look at that. How Allah Ta'ala changed the hearts. She was the same woman who Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, she ordered his execution and then she took his liver and she chewed it. But when Allah blessed her with Iman, that same woman who had such hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and caused so much of takleef to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it took time. But eventually that same woman, she started loving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of the heart, the pure love. So this is the thing, that person who makes an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually everyone else, Allah will make it such. Allah will turn the hearts of people. So this is the lesson of Qurbani, that when the person is performing that Qurbani, he's doing it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. We mentioned to the boys in the madrasa too, sometimes the youngsters too now, you know, get extra attention. You know, so that cow, now it becomes a fashion statement. So now they got the baseball hat too. Normally the hat is supposed to be for shade. So now they're slaughtering the animal under an awning, right? But they got the baseball hat. So that baseball hat, I don't know what shade it's giving them. And then the sunglasses too. The sunglasses, so one of the ustad said, maybe the sunglasses is, you know, so they can see the all the girls there, nobody can see what they're looking at. So now the person now, the sunglasses, and some of them when you go to the Qurbani site, it looks like as if it's a military operation taking place. And the person is going into war. So now what happens? The person now, that whole intention has changed. It is no more that we are slaughtering the animal and we are making a sacrifice to please Allah Ta'ala. Now the person is doing the Qurbani so that he can impress people. The person is dressing to kill. The person is dressing to impress. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Now a person who made Qurbani in this way, or he purchased an animal so that he can make a statement in the society or to the friends, that see my animal, look at my animal, what animal you got, see my animal, see how tall it is. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at that. On the other hand, you have someone, he had a simple little sheep, that's all he could afford, a basic sheep, quietly in one corner, nobody was watching him, nobody even saw what he did. He took that knife and he made his qurbani, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا, that I have turned my attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ, that say my salah, my sacrificing of this animal, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينِ, is for Allah and Allah alone, and I don't want to ascribe any partners in this action. I'm not doing this qurbani to impress anyone, because if I'm going to do that, Allah is going to kick this action out of his court. Because Allah Ta'ala wants that when you do an action, it must be for him and only for Allah Ta'ala. Allah doesn't share. Allah is, so to say, very selfish when it comes to his ibadat. This is one thing that Allah doesn't share. Ibadat must be for Allah and Allah alone, nothing else. And this is the quality that we should develop in our lives. It has got to do with the heart. That when you're performing any action, do it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Don't worry about impressing people, because then you're always going to be despondent. You'll always be disappointed. You expect now that person is going to acknowledge you, and instead of acknowledging you, now that youngster, for example, now he thought, hey, he, you know, drop that animal down, everything. Everybody say, wow, wow. And next thing, another person came with the twice the size of his animal. Now what happened to him? Finish. All the attention has shifted from him to that person. So what happens to the person? It's an example we're using. What happens to that person? He got that few moments of attention that was focused to him. Now afterwards, those same people who are giving him attention, now they turn their attention elsewhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this quality of ikhlas and sincerity, doing things for Allah and Allah alone. And this also transcends into every facet of our lives, that we need to be more deep in our actions, that when we do anything, when you make khidmat for someone, the person made khidmat for his parents, the person made khidmat for his wife, made khidmat for some person, do it for Allah Ta'ala and Allah alone. Don't do it for some ulterior motive. Today, unfortunately, we are living in a society where people are full of this quality of matlab. What can I get out of this person? So now we're doing something so that we can get something in return. We are doing something so we can get something in return. That sincerity is not there. Sometimes we even assisting a person, but we got in the back of mind that, you know, he'll see me right. Yeah. If I sort him out now, then later he will see me right. We've forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you did it for Allah Ta'ala, Allah will definitely see you right. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah will never allow the action of that person who does good to go to waste. Never allow it to go to waste. Sometimes the person is working for the boss, and he did something for the boss, he went the extra mile. Now he's hoping that that boss will give him something in return, and the boss too saw it, everything, but he got so busy, he forgot. So everyone else in this world, they may forget, but Allah Ta'ala never forgets. Allah will never allow any action to go to waste. You walked in the masjid, you saw a piece of dirt lying on the floor. Nobody was there. You picked it up for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has recorded, and Allah will pay you back for that. Allah will definitely pay you back. It will never get lost. Don't worry. It will never ever get lost. Whatever good deed you did, Allah will make sure that He pays you. But so long as you did it for Allah and Allah alone. If you did it for some ulterior motive, then you're getting nothing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence we have to constantly check our intentions, that why are we doing this? Are we doing it for some other reason? Or are we doing it for Allah and Allah alone? May Allah ta'ala bless me and all of us with this ikhlas. So this is this verse of the Quran Sharif, and this is one of the lessons of Qurbani, that Qurbani and that amal and that ibadat should be for Allah and Allah alone. Don't ascribe any partner to Allah Ta'ala in that act of worship that you are doing, whether it is now, and we can transcend that and extend that in every field of our ibadat, whether it's a discharging of zakat, whether it's performance of salah, whether it is giving charity to people. Sometimes you find that a charitable organization, they're giving charity, right? And now they need to make a statement of that charity. And they call the cameras, come, take pictures here. Take pictures. Make sure you get the nice picture of how we're giving this meat parcel to the poor person. You get the picture must be. And then publish it in all the magazines. Now, think about it. Our late Ma'ayna Sahib Rahmatullah used to say also, mention this. He says, now imagine that person whose picture was taken. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the person is going through some financial difficulty. But inshallah, Allah may open up for that person later on. And now that picture went out. Isn't it embarrassing and humiliating for that person that his picture is being shown everywhere? You see, he's collecting a food parcel and a food hamper from other people. So it's actually to a certain extent, contravening the human rights of a person. So rather give that charity, and let it be given in such a way that, as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in one hadith, that the left hand doesn't even know what the right hand gave. The left hand doesn't even know what the right hand gave. That means you give that charity and you forget you even give it. Not that every time you go by, you know, I gave you that hamper, are you still using it? The 25 rand hamper, you're still using it. After 3 months, you go and ask the person, the 25 rand hamper, you're still using it. That person will probably tell you, bye. In just 5 minutes, the whole thing got finished. So that, unfortunately, this is the nature of a person who doesn't have ikhlas and is looking for attention. That even if he gives little, he wants as many people as possible to come to know. He forgot Allah Ta'ala. If you did it for Allah Ta'ala, you don't need anyone else to know. Allah Ta'ala saw it, Allah will accept it, and Allah will reward, and Allah will pay you back. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with this beautiful quality of ikhlas and sincerity, and doing our actions and ibadat and activities for Allah and Allah alone. Don't worry about people. Remove people from the hearts. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with ikhlas, inshallah. We spoke a bit longer than we expected, so inshallah, we'll just make some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll make some dua. These programs, just for the brothers who haven't attended our programs previously, so generally these programs are such that we make dua, and with the barakat of all those who come, we make dua that, Ya Allah, you put some topic in the mind. So sometimes we say certain things and the mind doesn't even have an intention to go in a certain direction, and Allah Ta'ala takes it in that direction. So it is the barakat of the individuals who come. Allah Ta'ala puts certain things in the mind and the heart. So often it has happened, and Allah Ta'ala protect us from exaggerating, but so often it has happened that people have come and said that one of these things were in the mind and it was addressed in the program. I had absolutely no idea whatsoever, but Allah Ta'ala put it in the mind for the benefit of those who are seated here. So it is really through the blessings of those who are coming here that Allah Ta'ala puts certain topics in the mind of this week 7. So therefore the programs don't have a set routine. Sometimes we'll read the Durood Salaam, sometimes the Durood Salaam will be cut out, and sometimes the zikr will be longer, sometimes it will be shorter, but inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial either way. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Can we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should contemplate and ponder. And imagine that especially when we're reciting this kalima tayyibah, then we should contemplate and imagine that we are removing all the rust and the filth from our hearts. Picture and imagine that when we're saying La ilaha, we're removing everything besides Allah from our hearts. Another example that's given, imagine you are walking into a garden full of weeds, thorns, bushes, and in those weeds and that said garden, there will be eventually snakes will start coming there, rodents will start coming there. You need to clean it, you need to maintain it. So now you are taking one weed and you're removing it. In La ilaha, you are removing some bad habit, some bad attachment and inclination from the heart. And when you're saying illallah, you are replacing it with the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, with the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, with the hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually what will happen to that garden? It will become beautiful. Recite Durood Sharif. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. La ilaha illallah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, imagine and contemplate that we have a tongue in the heart, a tongue in the mouth, both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine and contemplate that everything around us, the ground beneath our feet, every single grain of sand on earth, every single leaf of every single tree, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه Rasulullah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة. Oh Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, most loving, most caring Allah. Allah, through your fazal, through your karam, Ya Allah, you have granted us the tawfiq and the ability to gather here tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers, Ya Allah, have come from different parts, Ya Allah, and sisters, Ya Allah. Allah, some of the brothers have traveled half an hour to be here for the program, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all Ya Allah who have come here, Ya Allah, it is through their mahabbat and love for you that they have sacrificed their time, Ya Allah, to attend this program, Ya Allah. Otherwise, what else, Ya Allah, would have caused them to attend this program, Ya Allah? But, Ya Allah, even if we did not really intend to come for the program, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem Sa'asam has, Ya Allah, mentioned one hadith, Ya Allah, of a gathering of individuals who gather to remember Allah. And Allah had declared, Ya Allah, you had declared that all of them are forgiven, Ya Allah. The malaika raised an objection that, Ya Allah, there is so-and-so person who did not really want to come for the gathering. He may have just been brought, or he may just have been forced. But Ya Allah, your response was that that is such a gathering that no one will be deprived in that gathering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, cause each and every one who has attended this gathering, Ya Allah, to be completely forgiven, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our life, Ya Allah, distant from you is nothing but a life of misery, Ya Allah. Anxiety, Ya Allah. There is no tranquility and serenity in our lives, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours, Ya Allah. In fact, Ya Allah, we are the weakest of the weak, Ya Allah. We are the most sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, most loving and most caring, Ya Allah. An individual who killed 100 people, Ya Allah, you found an excuse to forgive him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, today we raise our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. We have a heart full of regret and remorse, Ya Allah. You can see into the deepest recess of our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we also want to become close to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we also want to become your friends, Ya Allah. This wilayat and this friendship is not for an exclusive group of people, Ya Allah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu set out with the intention of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Ya Allah, you made the intention, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you had the desire, Ya Allah. And you gave the hukam, Ya Allah, that hidayat must be given to him. And within a matter of seconds, Ya Allah, the direction of his heart changed, Ya Allah. You are muqallib al-qulub, Ya Allah. You are the turner of hearts, Ya Allah. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allah, turn our hearts, Ya Allah, towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Turn the direction of our hearts and the inclination of our hearts, Ya Allah, towards hidayat and guidance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep us on iman, Ya Allah. Allah, take us with iman, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, raise us with iman, Ya Allah. Bless us with a life of tranquility, Ya Allah. A life of serenity, Ya Allah. A life of happiness, Ya Allah. A life of joy and fulfillment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our eyes and ears, Ya Allah. The sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. The sins of our heart and mind, Ya Allah. Those which we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no guarantee with regards to life, Ya Allah. Within seconds, Ya Allah, the visas of lives are being expired, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike, Ya Allah. Therefore, Ya Allah, we beseech you and beg you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when the time of death comes, take us to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Aqdas of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, it is not muqaddar, wherever it may be, Ya Allah. Let it be a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sinful activity or sinful deed, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us far, far away from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us from the fitnas, Ya Allah, and the trials and tribulations of the time, Ya Allah. Allah, there are so many, Ya Allah, distractions and attractions, Ya Allah, that are inviting us, Ya Allah, towards your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan and our nafs, Ya Allah, they want us to fail, Ya Allah. They want us, Ya Allah, to be dragged down the gutters of shame and humiliation, Ya Allah. Allah, you protect us against these enemies of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Keep us in good company, Ya Allah. Allah, give us good friends, Ya Allah. Keep us in a good environment, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to establish a connection with the ulama, with the sulaha, with the mashayikh, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us, Ya Allah. With barakat in our homes, Ya Allah. Barakat in our lives, Ya Allah. Barakat in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious and compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, kamil, ajil, mustamid, daim, Ya Allah. Those who are going through some sort of challenge and difficulty, whatever it may be, financial, Ya Allah, alleviate their difficulties, Ya Allah. There are so many people due to the lockdown, Ya Allah, unemployed, Ya Allah. Allah, you are the provider, Ya Allah. Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaq dhul quwwatil mateen. Ya Allah, you are the provider, Ya Allah. You provide for the fish in the ocean, Ya Allah. You provide for the birds in the trees, Ya Allah. Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. You provide for us, Ya Allah. Make our sustenance and rizq easy, Ya Allah. Do not make it difficult, Ya Allah. Make us a means of hidayat for others, Ya Allah. This musalla, Allah, make it a merkaz of hidayat. Allah, make it possible for the masjid to be established, Ya Allah, soon, Ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Allah, remove all forms of obstacles, Ya Allah, and obstructions, Ya Allah. Allah, let it be a merkaz of hidayat, Ya Allah, from which, Ya Allah, hidayat spreads to the four corners of the world till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Accept us all, Ya Allah, till the last breath of our lives for the khidmat of your great Mubarak deen, Ya Allah. Allah, Allah, bless us all with the love for the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, for the admit of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, the love for deen and salah, Ya Allah, love for the musallas and the masajid, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with your mahabbat, Ya Allah, and the mahabbat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, you are well aware of all our good desires, aspirations, Ya Allah. Whatever good desires and aspirations we may have, Ya Allah, fulfill it, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty, challenge, Ya Allah, that anyone is going through, Ya Allah, you know better than anyone else, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you alleviate that challenge, that difficulty, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you make a way out for us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, once again, Ya Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from sinful ones like us, Ya Allah. There is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. We cannot beg to any other person besides you, and any other being besides you, Ya Allah. A dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can go to another butcher. A beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, sinful ones like us, Ya Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah, oh Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. We are knocking at your door, Ya Allah. We want to become close to you, Ya Allah. Open your doors of rahmat for us, Ya Allah. Oh, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat and maghfirat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us clean, pure hearts, Ya Allah. Bless us with the qualities of ikhlas and sincerity, Ya Allah. That our actions and our ibadah should be for you and you alone, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from nifaq and hypocrisy and riya and showing off, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with humility, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alleviate the suffering of the entire mankind in this country, Ya Allah, and throughout the world, Ya Allah. In Beirut, Ya Allah, many people, Ya Allah, have passed away, many of whom are Muslims, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. And throughout the world, wherever the Muslims are suffering and going through some difficulty, alleviate the suffering, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Return Masjid al-Aqsa to the hands of the Muslimin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, normalize the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect our masajid, madaris, khanqas, Ya Allah. Bless us with unity, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.